Let's go. When the voices arise from the storm and the storm and the more lies. Let's go. You can find me below. I'll let the enemy know. When the voices arise from the storm and the storm and the more lies. Let's go. You can find me below. What is good? What is good? What is really, really good? Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Sinful Black TV proudly brings to you the NFL preview.
Yes.
So I am wearing this face mask, but I'm going to take it off because in this video, we will be talking about the fake America's team.
That is anyway, right.
We are talking today about the NFC week, I mean East.
Yes, the best worst division in football, ladies and gentlemen, the NFC East. Now, every year this division ceases to amaze me, not because of how impressed I am with their skill, but their lack thereof, ladies and gentlemen. And what I mean by this is that imagine if you will, it's 2012. Imagine you're the NFC South and you have three teams go 7-9. One team goes 7-8-1. And you have to figure out what team is the best in that division. An anomaly because of how stiff the competition is in that division. Now take that, throw out the competitive side of it, and throw it all on the East Coast, and now you have the NFC least, ladies and gentlemen. That is exactly what happened last year as the winner of the division, was it a 7-8-1 record? Is that what I remember correctly?
No. Last year, the winner of the NFC East.
Oh, was it
9-7.
So the Cowboys, who stated all year that they were them boys, they have Dak Prescott, they have Zeke Elliott, Amari Cooper, and Jason Witten back playing again.
They were 8-8.
They were slated to be the kings. They said that they were their boys, but they were not. They were false prophets, charlatans, hooligans, liars, deceivers.
Well, okay, we'll get to that. Calm down. We'll get to the Cowboys in a minute.
Okay.
Let's talk about a team that was so bad last year, they lost their name. Let's talk about first the Washington football team.
Hold on, I gotta play something.
So every Indian that I talked to was not offended by the Redskins name.
Here we go. You want to know what happened last year?
Cancel culture.
Here we go. Ready for this?
Sure.
This is Washington Redskins in a nutshell.
Oh, no. I lost my pen.
You could borrow mine.
Thanks.
I lost something once. I lost something I couldn't live without. My identity.
So as SpongeBob just said, he lost his identity. The Washington football team not only lost their name,
But Von Rivera, the picture of health, now has been diagnosed with cancer.
Oh, God. And all prayers.
But yet, hold on. They have some good news. Alex Smith, who got Joe Theismann 2 years ago, has been cleared for football duties.
Oh, man. Yo, so I got a lot. There's a lot to even unpack in this situation. So I saw Alex Smith's leg. Oh, Jesus, man. God bless that man. But listen, if it's me, and I'm a different person, okay? I get that. I'm not like everybody else. You know, I don't have the passion and the wherewithal for football like I did when I played. But if my leg looked like it was barely standing up when it's sitting down, I would have taken my insurance money, said, you know what? I'm good. I'll start a business and I'll start selling cars like John Elway. That would have been me. And I would have been fine with it. Alex Smith is a picture of what it takes when you want to succeed, when you believe in a dream so much that you have to achieve it at any means necessary. But what cost is it when you have to come back to a team that now 2 years ago no longer even has its name? The same name that they were when you were on the team. When Alex Smith was last on the Redskins' offensive line was getting depleted, which is the reason why Alex Smith got the leg injury to begin with. Remember, the Redskins were slated to win the NFC East 2 years ago. They were 6-1. They lost 4 offensive linemen and then lost Alex Smith. Now, we've come to this. The NFL has changed since Alex Smith was last in it. Dwayne Haskins is the quarterback right now, but Alex Smith, if you've seen the practice in the training camp, looks like a better option. We've seen the videos. Alex Smith, this is telling. Alex Smith, the leg all wishy-washy and all, looks like a better option at quarterback for the Washington football team than Dwayne Haskins. That is the reality in Washington right now. And now, when you break everything down, we're going to show you the draft picks. We're going to show you the free agents. We're going to show you the schedule. And you're going to say, fuck, shit, and then fuck, just like I did.
All right, so let's get right into the draft pick. Well, let me get into the COVID holdout real quick.
Please.
The COVID holdouts with Josh Harvey-Clemens and Caleb Brantley, both defensive players. Now, go ahead and throw up that draft picture real quick.
No, I don't want to. Okay. You don't push the button. I push the button.
All right, so their draft picks. There's only 4 pictures here, but their draft picks are Chase Young, Antonio Gibson, Sahadik Charles, Antonio Gandy-Golden, Keith Ishmael, Kahlik Hudson, Cameron Curl, and James Smith-Williams.
Why does our picture not have all the draft picks on there? Shame. Shame.
It's only got their picks on round 1, 2, and 4.
Shame.
So the biggest name, obviously, is Chase Young. He was a fucking All-American defender in college at the Ohio State University. He is now walking onto a defense that is okay. But can he turn this defense into a contender?
He alone, no. Unfortunately, Washington has so many problems.
So in the offseason, they added Peyton Barber,
okay,
Jonathan Johnson, Paul Adams, okay, David Steinmeitz, David Beta, Ryan B., and that's about it.
All right, so here's the deal, okay? All love for this Washington football team. I shit on them all the time because of really mainly because of their owner. I have love for every single person that's on that roster. And there are actually some players that I wish were on my 49ers team. Of course, now Chase Young being one of them, but, you know.
I want Chase Young on the Patriots too, but, you know, that's a pipe dream.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you're in Washington, it's a meth pipe dream.
My problem now lies in the fact that this is a clusterfuck of a lot of things going on. They're in D.C., the capital, with it seems like this is the American Conference. We're going to call this the American Conference because we got
which is why I'm rocking the flag, baby.
Yeah, so we got the Cowboys. We've got football teams. We've got Giants who are red, white, and blue. And we got Eagles.
And you got the city of brotherly love, the Philadelphia Eagles.
The same team that booed Santa Claus. Yes, it's brotherly love. Brotherly love.
So let's go ahead and take a look at this Washington football team schedule.
I'm sorry. Hold on. That's all bad.
All right. So as you see, the schedule is presented by Pepsi. We got the Eagles, the Cardinals, the Browns, the Ravens, the Rams, the Giants, the Cowboys, the Giants. The Lions, the Bengals, the Cowboys, the Steelers, the 49ers, the Seahawks, the Panthers, and the Eagles. Let's see. So I'm going to do this like I did the Jets schedule in the last video. Loss, 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 loss. Is yellow home? Yellow is away. Loss, loss. Win the Lions. Gotta come back to them. Win, loss, 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 loss. So I'm not even gonna come back to the Lions. I am going with looking at the schedule and knowing what I know about the Washington Redskins so far. I'm gonna give them two more wins than I counted. I'm gonna give them 4-12.
So nice of you.
Yeah, I didn't count to them. It's now 2-14, so.
I say they embarrass the Cowboys in the home game on Thanksgiving because the Cowboys deserve that. We have Red is home, so they'll lose to the Eagles, lose to the Cardinals, lose to the Browns, lose to the Ravens, lose to the Rams, beat the Giants. At home. No, away. Lose to the Giants away. Beat the Cowboys at home because the Cowboys deserve it. So that puts them at that point 1-6.
So for anybody who ain't familiar with us, James feels about the Cowboys the way I feel about the Jets.
Yeah, pretty much. So then they'll beat the Giants at home. So that puts them at 2-6. Let's see. Lions. No, Lions will beat them. 2-7. They'll beat the Bengals. So 3-7. Lose to the Cowboys. Lose to the Steelers. Lose to the Niners. Lose to the Seahawks. Lose to the Panthers. Lose to the Eagles. Lose to the Eagles. I say 3-13.
3-13. So you're talking about me not being nice.
What am I supposed to be nice about?
I know. And that's what I'm looking at it like. There's nothing positive comes from looking at the schedule. The only positive thing that can come is Alex Smith plays. And actually does a decent job and he doesn't get hurt again.
True.
But I still think they're going to be the laughing stock of this division.
3-13 is about all that. I can't give them no more than 3-13. That's something drastic needs to happen. Like Chase Young needs to turn into Romanowski, Ray Lewis, Terrell Suggs.
I'm sorry. That can't happen anymore in this version of the NFL that we play.
Well, he's going to do something because this is all bad. He needs to learn how to teleport then, okay? Instant transmission. Shh. And he's in the back of the field.
I'm telling you that you need to become a Dragon Ball Z Saiyan and use instant transmission in order for you to make an impact on what is a okay defense.
Yeah.
There's a lot of problems. Yeah. Bringing in Philip Barber as your running back
is bad.
Listen.
All right. So it's bad when Tom Brady don't want you in Tampa Bay. So let's just start there. Okay. That because you know that they said we're good. We don't need to resign him.
They went and fucking bobbled up LeSean McCoy.
You take broken LeSean McCoy over Peyton Barber. You already know what the deal is. Don't even at me either, people. Okay, don't at me. Nothing. That's it. Tell me I'm wrong.
You're not. I can't tell you you're wrong because you're not in this instance.
You know, I mean, Peyton Barber would have got a lot less money than LeSean McCoy got to stay there. But Peyton Barber didn't do shit in Tampa the whole 4 years he was there. Not a goddamn thing. What the fuck you think he's going to do in Washington? And now Darius Geis is gone. He got cut because he beat the shit out of somebody.
Adrian Peterson is going to be the number one running back on his team again.
Yeah. Old man Adrian Peterson. This nigga going to break records, not because he's good, but like Frank Gore, he's timeless. Okay? By the time it's all said and done, Frank Gore and Adrian Peterson will hold all the rushing records because they're playing until they're 50.
I think Frank Gore's main goal right now is to play for every team in the NFL, not the Patriots.
True. Very true. Very true.
All right, so next we are going to move on to another team that I despise, the New York Football Giants. I just don't like New York. If you're from New York, fuck you, okay?
He's like, fuck you.
Fuck you.
So the New York Football Giants.
They finished with a 4-12 record. They Down Syndrome quarterback retired. They now got Down Syndrome Jr.
I would like to state for the record that one of their best wins came not with their starting quarterback in, but with Eli Manning on his last fucking legs.
With Down Syndrome Sr. Because Down Syndrome Jr. was having too many issues last year.
Yeah. So, this is a team, and I look at them on paper, and I say, they haven't gotten any better. They've got more experience, but they haven't gotten any better. The sad part about this situation is that they're in the NFC East. They could possibly win majority of those games.
So their COVID holdouts are Sam Beal, Damar Scott, and their best offensive lineman, Nate Solder.
They're fucked. Let me
tell you something about this Nate Solder's incident. When he played in New England, his baby was diagnosed and passed away due to cancer. He did not skip that season.
True.
He played every game that season. But the first opportunity that he could get out of playing for the Giants this season and not be penalized for it, he took that motherfucker and ran.
True. I love Solder, but he's gone now. He said, you know what, fuck this coronavirus and fuck the NFL and fuck you. So now they're just going to have to live with whatever the fuck they got now, which is I still don't even know what do they have?
All right, so
give me a free agent.
Let me talk about their offseason signings. They signed James Bradberry, Blake Martinez, Levine Tololo, Kyler Fackle, Cameron Fleming, Nate Ebner, Colt McCoy, Deion Lewis, Draymond Askew Henry, Austin Johnson, Eric Tomlinson, and Casey Kreider.
True. True.
Colt McCoy still has a job in the NFL.
Listen, as long as he does subpar work, he'll always have a job in the NFL. I mean, Colt McCoy shows flashes of greatness and then more flashes of fuck. So that's kind of that's Colt McCoy's specialty. If that man ever had a specialty, that's it right there. That's just simply it. And the flip side of the situation, that's actually not a bad free agent haul.
No, Deion Lewis is going to compliment Saquon Barkley well.
Yeah, that's not bad, and that'll also help in case Saquon Barkley gets hurt, because since Saquon Barkley has a habit of running people over and over again until he breaks his own self. That's kind of just what it is.
And they still got Golden Tate.
Yeah. Like I said, they're not bad. I don't want to clown them, okay? Like, I don't want to be like, they're horrible. The Giants are not horrible. They're just in a tough spot with a tough schedule in a tough division where the only dominant team seems to want to be Philadelphia.
And their dominance is 97.
Yeah. Yes, their dominance. Okay, so. Yeah.
Let's go ahead and take a look at the schedule that they got.
And one thing I want to say, we got to take a look at the draft picks. Hold on. We can't
just. Oh, yeah, I forgot about the draft pick. My bad. Okay, so their draft picks consist of Andrew Thomas, Xavier McKinney, Matt Perk, DeMay Holmes, Shane Lemieux, Cam Brown, Carter Coffin, TJ Brunson, Chris Williamson, and Kai Crowder.
That's not a bad little haul.
No, the Xavier McKinney in the second round, the safety, was their best player that they drafted.
True.
Andrew Thomas, the offensive tackle from Georgia, is decent.
Yeah. Oh, it's young. This is going to be a young team.
It's a lot of defense they drafted.
Yeah. It's going to be – well, because they had to rebuild that shitty defense that they had.
Yeah.
Daniel Jones is not going to score 35 points in a game, okay? Let's kind of start there. He's not going to throw 5 touchdowns in a game. So they need to find a way to, like, not have to score 5 touchdowns in a fucking game. So I don't know.
And any Giants fans out there, I do not apologize for trashing your team as much as I am.
No. The good part about this shit is that we know it's a rebuilding year, right?
Yeah.
The Giants, as they're set up, they're not going to go farther than where they're at. They'll be third in that division at least this year and possibly next year if they don't get a superstar or somebody in.
Who they are is who we thought they are. That's yep. Who they were going
to be. Yeah. And there's certain teams like the Redskins who they'll beat twice a year with maybe once – yeah, twice a year. Maybe. They'll probably sneak out a win in Philly and sneak out a win in Dallas. But as far as going against the rest of the NFL, unless they're playing a worse team, it's tough. They don't have the power to do it. They don't have I feel like it is? The Warriors 2 years prior to Curry being the lead two guy. You know what I'm saying? Like with Ellison Curry and nobody else. That's all you got. You got Jones and Barkley. I'm not saying Daniel Jones is a bad quarterback, but year two is going to be better than year one. But the team is young as shit. That's going to be a problem. Being young is not a good thing in the NFL. People will take advantage of you. You need to take your licks. It's not like Andy Reid, who protected Mahomes for the first year, gave him the offense and just said, you know what, run with it, kid. It's not the case. You got to take your licks. Daniel Jones and Barkley will be good. I doubt that the rest of the team will. So,
all right, let's go ahead and take a look at that schedule real quick.
Kapow!
All right, so opening up home against Pittsburgh, then you got the Bears, the 49ers, the Rams, you got the Cowboys, the football team, the Eagles, the Buccaneers, the football team again, the Eagles, the Bengals, the Seahawks, the Cardinals, the Browns, the Ravens, and the and you end the season with the Cowboys for your yearly ending.
So, I can already tell you, they're going to lose the Steelers game. That's going to be the Ben Roethlisberger coming out party. They'll lose to the Bears. They'll lose to the Niners. They'll lose to the Rams. Cowboys, they'll lose to. They'll beat the they'll get that confidence builder with the Redskins. I think they'll even steal one from the Eagles, lose to the Bucks, and then steal another one away from the Redskins. That makes it three and six.
Mm-hmm.
They'll lose to the Eagles, steal one from the Bengals. Lose to the Seahawks, lose to the Cardinals, lose to the Browns, lose to the Ravens, and then beat the Cowboys at home.
I have them slated at 5-11.
I think I just stated, let me see, both Giants games, the Cowboys game. Both Giants games, the Cowboys game, the Bengals game. And I'll say they'll get one somewhere else. 5-11. They'll improve.
All right, so next up, we are going to be talking about the, as you can see us again.
Oh, no. Hold on. You can't see us. You're not allowed to.
All right, so next up, we're going to be talking about the faux America's team. And I've been America's team since the 80s. Most of the people who are Cowboys fans now wasn't even alive the last time the Cowboys won a playoff game, let alone a Super Bowl. But yeah, Cowboys fans always want to be talking about we them boys.
We them boys. Holla, holla. We them boys. Holla, holla.
Listen here, princess. Dak Prescott is not going to take you to a winning season. Ugh. And the fact of the matter is, you guys signed Pro Bowl linebacker Gerald McCoy, and then in a freak one-on-one drill, he tore his quad. Now he's out for the season, and then you cut him. Hi, we're the Dallas Cowboys. Yeah. In our COVID holdouts, it consists of Demise Alawale, Stephon Gurdy, and Maurice Kennedy. I know people are going to get pissed off because you're going to trash the Cowboys.
Yeah.
The Cowboys fan base is more obnoxious than the Patriots fan base. People who say otherwise are goddamn liars and they're lying to themselves and they're probably Cowboy fans in their own right.
Yeah, probably. Probably. No doubt about that.
It was so bad last year. So I'm at the homie's house watching football. We ordered pizza. We're watching the 49. I think we're watching the 49ers game. Pizza gets there, and the pizza man was like, "Oh yeah, y'all watch the boys?" Like, "Yeah, watch the 49ers." Like, "Nope, yeah, they're better than my team." And my boy goes, "Who's your team?" He's like, "Oh, the Cowboys." He's like, "Oh man, I'm sorry. Here's an extra tip for you." He gave him more money because he was a Cowboys fan.
that's how bad it is. People are depressed and sad over having to represent the shit fuck team that is the Dallas Cowboys, okay? Listen.
The shit fuck team.
From the bottom of my heart and all my soul, fuck the Cowboys, okay? But however, I'm gonna be very objective and I'm gonna call it right down the middle. Right down the middle. Right down the middle.
Yes, I'm going to call it right down the middle, too. And when we get to the schedule, I will definitely call it right down the middle.
That's right.
So let's go ahead and talk about their free agent signings. Andy Dalton, Blake Bell, Cameron Irving, Everson Griffin, Alden Smith, they brought back Aldon Smith after all the charges he got. Dante Poe.
You're talking about Maurice the Cowboys. Okay.
Yeah. Maurice Kennedy. You're right. Errol Woolley. Ha ha Clinton Dix.
That's right.
And Greg Zuerlein. The biggest one on there that is telling me something is them signing Andy Dalton, a man who took the a bad Bengals team to the playoffs 4 years in a row.
Yes. Because there was nothing outside of Andy Dalton, AJ Green, and that defense that told you anything that the Bengals were actually a really good team. Okay. Because anytime one of those three got affected, guess what happened to the Bengals? They're not a good team anymore.
Oh, and guess what? They lost in the first round of the playoffs and you're in a row.
Yes. So.
But there's still more. And it's funny because that's more wins than the Cowboys have in the playoffs.
Wow. You're fired. Anyways. So. The big issue that I have with the Cowboys, we got to talk about Aldon Smith. They keep hiring. How can you say?
You fired me. I'm out.
Yeah, look at that. Like, I don't want to talk to – like, we're not going to hire anybody that kneels for the flag, but we're going to have somebody that beats up everyone.
Well, it makes sense because this is coming off of them having Greg Hardy, who beat his girlfriend on top of a pile of guns.
You know how you have the Patriot way? It's the Cowboy way. Okay, that's the Cowboy way. Hire a felon, hire domestic violence and sexual assault employee player, and it's the Cowboy way, baby.
And you know, I could defend their signings if they were actually winning, but they're not even winning and they're doing this.
I swear that our old GM, Trent Baalke, must be working for the Cowboys front office. They're a project. We got to take them in. We'll take them in, guy. Come on. Let's take them in.
Let's go ahead and talk about the draft real quick. Got the picture?
No. Yeah, I do. Hold on. Hold on.
All right. We got CeeDee Lamb, who is just burning the whole fucking Cowboys defense by himself. Then you got Trayvon Diggs, Neville Gilmore, Reggie Robinson II, Tyler Ayaz, Bradley Anae, and another quarterback from James Madison University, Ben DiNucci.
All right, so CeeDee Lamb is the biggest standout in this one, of course, and Trayvon Diggs is the other big one, too.
If you've seen any of their practice with CeeDee Lamb, Amari Cooper is not going to be their number one this year.
No, CeeDee Lamb is an absolute fucking beast monster mode dude. Obviously, I love it. This is what my problem with the Cowboys becomes, that somehow, some way, this talent that they amass in bunches somehow gets screwed over. They paid old boy last year. You know what I'm saying? They paid Amari Cooper last year. Like, soon as the season was done, they paid his ass. So I don't think there's any more money for your boy CeeDee Lamb if he just excels this year. I mean, he's on a 4-year deal worth like $30 million or some shit like that, the rookie deal shit. But somehow they seem to ruin talent. And I hate that. I hate that the ruiner of talents. Like, not ruin talent where they overuse them or, you know, and abuse them. That's not what I say over that. The fact that the goals for the Cowboys are so high and they barely hit 8-8. That's ruining somebody, okay? When you have to sit at home, when you're a five-star athlete, you should be in the playoffs. You should be in those drama times, playing in the trenches, playing for a Super Bowl ring, and yet you're always sitting at home 8-8. Oh, my bad. Sorry. That's what the Cowboys are. That's what they do. It's kind of like the Dolphins the last, what, 8 years, whatever years they had with Tannehill. It's 8-8. That's all they are. So that talent to me has always been wasted and it's sad. But there is light at the end of the tunnel, Big Sin. There's light because their schedule is a little bit on the light side. It's a little bit.
All right, let's see this light schedule.
Okay. Oh, that's the thing. Here we go.
All right, so you got the Rams, the Falcons, the Seahawks, the Browns, the Giants, the Cardinals, the football team, the Eagles, the Steelers, the Vikings, the football team, the Ravens, the Bengals, the Niners, the Eagles, and the Giants. Now, I said I'm going to cut this one right down the middle, correct?
Yes.
So right down the middle, I am calling this an 8-8 team.
That's literally down the middle.
I didn't lie, did I?
True.
And the sad part about me saying that is that strength of schedule is the second easiest in the NFL.
True.
It actually says that right there on the picture.
I told you. Remember what I said? That this is the second easiest schedule. Like, they have an easy way. Like, it's kind of like they were handed the keys. But the only reason why the schedule is easy is not because they were scheduled a bunch of easy teams.
No, it's because the division is trash.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, okay, I'm going to break it down here. Week one, it's a possible win. Week two, it's a possible win. Week three, loss. Four, loss. Five, win. Six, loss. Seven, loss. Eight, loss. Nine, loss. 10, loss. 12, win. 13, loss. 14, win. 15, loss. 16, win. 17, win.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That is 8-8.
So this is what I'm looking at. So you ready for this one?
Yeah.
Rams win. Falcons win. Lose at Seattle. Beat the Browns. Beat the Giants. I won't even say beat the Cardinals. Beat the Redskins.
It's going to be double tough this year.
I know, but I'm still calling it beat the Cardinals, beat the Redskins, beat Philly in Philly because they've always beaten Philly in Philly while Philly has beaten them in Dallas. So we got to give them that one, okay? Lose to Pittsburgh, lose to Minnesota, beat the Redskins, beat the Ravens. No. Lose to the Ravens, sorry. Lose to the Ravens. Beat the Bengals. Lose to the Niners. Lose to the Eagles. And lose to the Giants, 9-7.
9-7?
Yeah, 9-7. I'll call it like it is.
Hey, you got to put this back on screen?
No. Okay. Hi. Oh, no, we got an overlay. Overlay. Sorry. So now we get to the cream of the crop of this division. And I use that term very lightly, ladies and gentlemen.
So I'm going to do this whole review for this team like this.
I'm like, no. No. So the Philadelphia Football Eagles, as if there's any other Eagles, but the Football Eagles, they're interesting. Carson Wentz was a top 10 quarterback last year in the NFL.
And got hurt like the second play in the playoffs.
Yep. Josh McCown had to come in, not prepared to win a game, and he tried his damnedest. You see him cry, because that was like the first time he's ever been to the playoffs, okay? And he tried everything that he could to do, but it just wasn't good enough. But that's fine. It's Josh McCown. We got nothing but love for Josh McCown. Always. On this show and forever. The McCown brothers are some amazing people. The Eagles have a lot of talent. Nelson Agholor is not on the team no more, so no balls will be dropped anymore.
He is now in Las Vegas.
So, but they did have some pieces. The Eagles still they still go where Carson Wentz goes. It's kind of where it is.
Only had one holdout due to COVID, and now it's Marquise Goodwin.
Yeah, who used to be on the Niners, but he has a baby that is. He has a baby that is, I think, immunity compromised, okay? Because it was premature. That's why Marquise Goodwin had to leave halfway through the season and go take care of that shit. But the fact of the matter is that the Eagles have not gotten better, but they haven't gotten worse, which in the NFC East is probably all you can really ask for, right?
So as far as free agents go, they signed Javon Hargrave, Ja'Kavious Brown, Will Parks, Nickell Robey-Coleman, and Casey Tucker. Robey-Coleman, the man who was infamous for tackling a Saints wide receiver and not getting called for it.
And so the funny part about that is that I look at this list of free agents and I'm just like, they're filling pieces. They're not really like, yeah, these guys are going to set the world on fire, but they're filling pieces. They're the type of guys say, you know, it's not bad. It is what it is. You know, we're good. We're all right. We're cool. You know, like, but not really anybody that says I need to have that player. Maybe except for Goodwin, because Goodwin's a burner, but he's not playing. He did the COVID holdout shit, so that sucks. But let's not sugarcoat shit, and let's not worry about semantics. Let's get right into the draft picks. No, you have free agents. You did free agents and the COVID holdout.
I just did free agents and COVID.
Yeah, no, I'm saying that before I click this, but I want to make sure in my mental, sir, okay, guy? Is that cool with you?
Make sure you're okay. I'm not worried about your mental. I'm worried about your ear tool.
Ear tool? You're so mean. You're so mean to me, sir. That's so mean. All right, well, we're flipping.
All right, so they got Jalen Reagor, Jalen Hurts, Devon Taylor, Kevon Wallace, Jack Driscoll, John Hightower, Don Bradley, Quez Watkins, Prince Tega Wanago, and Casey Toddhill.
Wanoho. It's Wanoho.
So, Wanoho. I think Carson Wentz should be watching his back because Jalen Hurst is NFL ready.
That's kind of what I wanted to talk about. Let's talk about Jalen Hurts coming in the round two. And the coach is like, oh, no, he's not coming in to threaten Carson Wentz's job. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's just like Homeboy Packers drafted. Ain't there to threaten Aaron Rodgers' job.
Yeah, like everything is fine. We have nothing to worry about. Everything is A-okay, right? And so the lie detector determined, especially in Green Bay, that was bullshit. And so I'm thinking the same thing in Philly. So what do you think? Do you think it's bullshit what they're saying?
I think Carson Wentz is one more injury away from not having a job anymore.
I think
Carson Wentz is our next Sam Bradford. Yeah, I said it.
Well, the
only difference is he has a ring. And that's because a backup quarterback got it for him.
Doesn't Sam Bradford accidentally have something, though?
Wasn't he on that Eagles team that won the Super Bowl?
I thought so.
Yeah, he was. Okay, so both him and Bradford have this in common. Nick Foles won them a Super Bowl ring.
Wow. Now that you think about that, it's like, wow. Fuck. So now his contract price just went up about 50 mil. Thanks, Sam. Appreciate you, buddy.
There's a reason why Sam Bradford's no longer in the NFL, because teams got smart on the fact that he was taking millions from teams and not even playing.
Well, the you know why? No, let me tell you why Sam Bradford's not playing, okay? So that part is true. But then the statement says, how come guys like Colin Kaepernick never get a chance, but Sam Bradford does? Except the jig was up at that point. Sam Bradford's right.
I could back you up on that one, if not for the fact that Nathan Peterman is still in the NFL.
That's because John Gruden turned. Do you see John Gruden turned that man loose in the preseason and he went off last year? Did you see that? Nathan Peterman.
Eagles schedule, please.
Nathan Peterman was the MVP of the preseason last year.
Anyway, let's take a look at this
schedule. Wow.
So you got the football team, the Rams, the Bengals, the Niners, the Steelers, the Ravens, the Giants, Cowboys, Giants, Browns, Seahawks, Packers, Saints, Cardinals, Cowboys, Redskins. Football team. I did that all in one breath. And up until week three, it's easy coasting. And then I see the 49ers exposing this team, and the downfall begins.
Downward spiral. Let's see. I think you're right about the first three, definitely. Damn, we have no faith in the Rams, do we? Because much like the Raiders, I feel like the Rams have appeared on every episode in like 22 different games. And in all those games, they're taking L's.
And somehow we'll come up with like fucking 6-10 for them or something.
Oh, no, right? And like how is that possible? Don't you worry about that, viewer, okay? So yeah. So I'm gonna be really nice about this one, okay? Like you said, first three, easy, easy, easy. Niners, Steelers. Two L's. L against Baltimore. They'll be 3-3. They'll beat the Giants. I think they'll beat the Giants twice. They'll lose to the Cowboys at home because they always do. So 3-4-5-5-4. Beat the Browns. Beat the Seahawks. They'll beat the Browns, lose to the Seahawks, and surprisingly, they'll beat Green Bay. Lose to New Orleans. Beat Arizona off of probably some fuckery. Lose to the Cowboys. No, beat the Cowboys and then beat the Redskins. That is about 10-6.
Okay, 10-6?
Yeah.
I am going with, just because I want chaos to ensue at the end of the season, I think them and the Cowboys are equal in the conference record, so they're both going to be 3-3, and they're both going to finish 8-8, and then it's going to go to points scored, see who gets into the playoffs from this division.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
So I am picking a tie between the Eagles and the Cowboys to see who wins this division based on points scored.
Oh, God. I still think the Eagles will win the division. I don't want the Cowboys winning shit. Fuck them. Anyways, yes, that's right. My bias is kicked in. Fuck this, fuck that, and fuck you. I said I was going to call it right down the middle. I gave them 9-7. That's all you fucking get.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Why the fuck am I still looking at Carson Wentz?
He's pointing that way.
Pointing at you. Like, take me down.
He's pointing at 9-7. That's what he is. No, sorry.
Pointing at 8-8 and mediocrity.
They're going 10-6 and winning the division. I'm being nice. Okay.
They're going 8-8. They're going 8-8, and the Cowboys are going to beat them by 1 point in points scored, and the Cowboys win the division.
Oh, God, if that happens, I'm done. I quit, and it's a wrap, and I'm retiring.
But anyway, we are Sinful Black Entertainment. This has been Sinful Black TV and Sinful Black Sports, the Overtime Sports Show special edition of NFL Preview, the NFC East edition, where they are a division of mediocrity.
So until next time, make sure you like and subscribe on Facebook, YouTube. Hell, follow us on Twitter because we're probably doing some dumb shit on there. But until then, ladies and gentlemen, that is Mr. America Big Sin. I am Hollywood J. Black. This is the Overtime Sports Show NFL Preview. See you next time. We out this bitch. Deuces.